An interview with Caitlin Horrocks. Listen to an interview with author Caitlin Horrocks, who is answering questions about becoming a writer. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 6. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Hi everyone, and please welcome author Caitlin Horrocks to the How to Become a Writer interview series. So, Caitlin, why did you want to become a writer?
I was one of the many, many kids that loved reading, and I guess that's why I liked writing stories. But I didn't think I ever had any hope of actually becoming a professional writer. Writers are like the unicorns in my fantasy books, rare and miraculous creatures, living in some forest long ago and far away. They surely weren't real people, not the sort of person I could actually become.
Did you have any favourite books?
I loved Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. I saw something fascinating in the central character Jane. How she might make a different decision from what I would, but that decision would come from who she was, the way she was written. I loved being told a good story, taken somewhere new, but also being given something to think about.
So, how did you go about becoming a writer?
I liked writing, so I took writing classes at high school. But it always felt like something fun, like something I would stop doing when I grew up and got a real job. It really didn't seem like something that could be part of my adult life. I applied to creative writing graduate programs, but even that felt like a temporary decision. A way of delaying something more permanent.
So when did you finally become committed to writing?
I'd like to say I felt a passionate commitment deep inside me, but the truth is I only started to feel truly committed to writing when I first began publishing stories. Publishing was not the most important thing for me, but having people take me seriously allowed me to start taking myself more seriously. So I think if I hadn't been published, I'd probably have drifted into another career.
So, who helped you to become a writer, and how?
So many people. My parents especially, for teaching me the value of books, and never making me feel stupid about my choices. My teachers and the people I met at university. When I arrived at Arizona State, I had never written a publishable short story, and there was suddenly this community of people whose heroes were writers I'd never even heard of. It was something I wanted to be a part of.
Can you tell me about an artist who inspires you?
I'm currently obsessed with the composer Erik Satie, although our work and our personalities are actually very different. He was an artist and a joker, and sometimes the art was the joke. His playfulness and inventiveness are inspiring, but I also get intrigued by the question of how sincerely he meant what he did. I think he was always playing a role, and he would have been difficult to get on with in real life.
What advice would you give a new writer?
If I had a group of young writers in front of me, I'd tell them it's not a race. The goal isn't just to be published or to express your feelings. Well, expressing your feelings is a perfectly good goal, but I'm assuming that you also want to be read by other people. The goal is to write good work. Great work, the kind of work that a complete stranger would get something out of. Have the loyalty to your ideas to polish them and the necessary patience to put them out into the world.